Albie Miles researches and teaches agroecology and diversified community food systems at UH West Oahu. Miles claims that agricultural production and local food systems can be the basis of an economy that puts Hawaii's people first. However, this current pandemic is teaching us an important, almost counterintuitive lesson.
There were not shortages of food coming into Hawaii. That was not the challenge. The challenge was that so many people lost their jobs simultaneously that they did not have the income or the purchasing power to afford the foods that were in the marketplace. At the onset of the COVID-19 crisis, there was a short-term run on supplies because so many people were basically hoarding food. But then the real crisis in terms of food insecurity came about as a result of people's loss of purchasing power. And so I would advise our state leadership to begin the process of articulating a food system resilience and equity strategy for the state of Hawaii so that we have a plan in place that we can follow in times of acute need.
I guess the need would be that suddenly our infrastructure isn't working and supplies can't really come in to save us.
So the way that this is being articulated in the academic literature is they're using terms such as a vulnerability assessment to look at what were the points of vulnerability in the system due to the COVID-19 shock? What were the impacts of this crisis, which was primarily economic, people losing their jobs and losing their purchasing power, and that driving the amount of need for emergency food? That's a very different kind of crisis than some kind of external shock of a tsunami or a hurricane. And we almost had a hurricane and COVID-19 overlapping, and I think that that would have been disastrous for Hawaii.
Albie, where would we look for these vulnerabilities?
Well, there's a range of vulnerabilities. A key one is simply the purchasing power of low-income community members. We already know that we have a fairly high rate of food insecurity in the state. We have an adjusted poverty level of about 14%. If there's any crisis at all, whether it's an economic crisis, ultimately, which COVID-19 precipitated, or it's an external shock like a tsunami or a hurricane, it's the people who are already most vulnerable economically who will be put in a more compromised position.
What are some remedies there?
Some of these things are going to be through the process of economic recovery, but I believe that we need to increase the minimum wage in the state of Hawaii to an actual living wage.
You prefaced it properly, but you know, people lose hope when you start it, raise the minimum wage.
But we needed to have made these investments prior to this crisis. And now we're in a crisis. And of course, all these things seem unattractive. But at some point, we're going to have to pay the true cost of living more equitably and sustainably. Right, we're facing the negative consequences right now of having an unsustainable economy. If we pay people less than a living wage, we should expect food insecurity and poverty.
You're talking about a minimum wage that would probably range from $14 to $27 an hour, various parts of our state.
That's right. So, yeah, there was a study out of MIT. They do this living wage calculation, and they say for, you know, a single person in Honolulu, it would need to be $16 an hour, approximately. Again, if we don't pay people a living wage, then they're going to have a difficult time living in our community. So that gap needs to be filled one way or another. So we're hitting multiple targets simultaneously. People have increased access to quality food. We're circulating those dollars in the local economy, supporting our local agriculturalists. And if people have access to higher quality food, which most people want, that can also improve their health outcomes and address some of the chronic illness that is a result of people eating low quality foods.
Community food systems expert Albie Miles is a member of EKI, a hui formed to develop a sustainable and socially just food system in Hawaii. Miles contends that coordinating our food systems, falling between departments in government, and oversight is needed.